T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Preseason top 25 poll is out for college football. Hope you're sitting down because we have some crazy news. Alabama has come in at number one, Jason. Fresh off of a rebuild year. It was a rebuild year for Nick Saban, and now they have reloaded. And they are number one in the polls, followed by Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Baylor. That's your top 10. I'm not going to go through everybody in the top 25, but how about this? At least one team every year for the past 20 seasons, except for 2019. So put it better, 19 of the last 20 seasons, a team that started the year ranked in the top 10 finished the season unranked. Okay. 19 of the last 20 years. Who were the prime candidates? I'll go through it again. Who's gonna underwhelm and disappoint? Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, Baylor. Of those 10, who's most likely to finish outside the top 25?
Notre Dame.
I think that's right. I would also entertain Clemson, A&M, and Michigan.
And Clemson's due for a bounce back, aren't they?
I just don't believe in the quarterback.
Well, that's fine.
You know, he's pretty bad. He's pretty bad. He was bad last year. I mean, he could always have a.
I just think Dabo knows what he's doing.
Okay,
He'll get the kid back on track.
You know, A&M kind of a question mark to me, right? As much of a question mark as you could have at number six overall. But you know, it's the SEC. It never surprises me when you know a team gets the crap beat out of them. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, Michigan. Like, they're probably due for some regression, if we're being honest. You know, I mean, they had a hell of a year last year. They were in the playoff, right? I mean, that's crazy. They're due for a regression. That's the way it goes. But I think Notre Dame is a good answer.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. Coaching change. Quarterback change as well, too. Isn't he in book in the NFL now?
Oh, yeah. He was playing for the Saints. Mm-hmm. He was playing for the Saints.
Not that I don't believe in the brother, but that one there could be the one that's, I think, most suited to be outside of the top 10.
Yeah, I'm getting harassed by Michigan fans now that I said they're due for a regression. Some of them are getting a little vulgar. But, I mean, look, I just I'm playing the historical odds there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't hope that for you. I have nothing against Jim Harbaugh and Michigan. They had a hell of a year last year, better than anybody could have ever suspected. But it's, you know, again, Big Ten, same thing. Like, I just look at teams like, let's just take Nebraska, right? Nebraska lost, like, so many games last year by – you know, one possession or fewer. They would like, I feel like all their, like, that's going to average out too. So it's just, you know, these tough leagues, that's kind of where I lean on.
I see Tennessee here at 26th in the AP poll, first and others receiving votes, no?
Oh, they're 26. We have added one. We have added a.
We haven't added, but they're literally the first one outside of it and the others receiving votes. Good sign for the Vols.
Well, we certainly know you were excited about that.
This is a 9-win Vols team.
You think
more.
So?
I do.
Whew, tough, dude. Very, very difficult. Like, I'm going to make a video for Superbook later today. They want me to sort of go through, like, some win totals.
Also,
how do you say over, though? How do you say, like, with a straight face, over on 8? Like, 8 feels like the right number to me.
It might be the right
number.
I can't
say under. I don't want to say under. I feel like it's going to be hard for them to go under 8 because they do have a very manageable schedule and they have Hendon Hooker. I mean, when you have a quarterback like that, you know, SEC Heupel's or not.
We got him pointing in the right direction, brother.
Yeah. No, that's fine. You're not going to get prosecuted around here for that.
Also saw that Houston looks like is 24th in this AP poll.
Houston's 24th.
And 25th in the coaches poll, yep.
Cincinnati is 23rd.
Okay, yeah, yeah. How did I just skip over Cincy? They're right there in front of me.
Yep. They just kind of they group all the AAC teams together, though. We know how that goes. BYU's 25th, so all the Big 12 is at the bottom of the barrel here in the top 25. They just said, all right, we'll let the Big 12 have the three there at the end. Of course, Baylor at 10. But anyway, yeah, the AP top 25 is out. Look, I've said this before. I have no reason to not believe it. I think Alabama's going undefeated. I do. I think they're winning everything.
Well, the problem is that a lot of people think that, John, usually.
Well, I mean, a lot of people can be right.
The case.
A lot of people can be right in this case. I mean, it can happen. I just feel like when you have a team that went to the title game last year, and yeah, you lose some, right? You lose some, but you're bringing back your quarterback. You're bringing back the best piece of your defense. You know, you're hungry. Like, now Alabama's hungry. They didn't win it last year, so now their stomach's growing a little bit. Like, ain't nobody stopping them, bro.
Crimson Tide's gone on to win the national championship after starting number one just once under Saban.
Really?
And twice overall. Since the AP preseason began, poll began in 1950, there have been 11 to do it. Preseason number ones that also finished the season top ranked. Alabama was the last to do it, 2017.
Well, they'll do it again in 2022.
It's a little difficult to run the table, John, to go from to finish.
Look,
only done it once under Saban.
The only game that I think they could realistically lose before the title game is the SEC championship game. They're not losing any other game on their schedule. They're just not. They're not losing to Tennessee. You know, they're not losing to A&M.
Dare you.
They're not losing. Not losing to Auburn. All right, Auburn stinks. They're not losing to Auburn. I know it's a rivalry game. All that. Don't care. Alabama's winning every game they play, and it's not even going to, in my opinion, be contested until they see Georgia in the SEC title game. That's where I'm at with it.
You don't think that A&M game there at home is sneaky on them?
I don't think it'll be A&M rather than – I think Tennessee's got a better chance.
Alabama.
They owe A&M.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, A&M's got a good squad, though.
You ever seen that scene in – have you ever seen American History X?
Beat them last year.
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen American History X?
Sorry.
So one of the most famous scenes is Ed Norton takes this guy and he puts him on a curb, right?
I see where he's going with this.
He says,
yeah.
Bite the curb.
Yeah, it's going to be – end it.
So Nick Saban is going to tell Texas A&M, right, and Jimbo, bite the curb.
Who's your daddy?
And he's about to get American History X. I mean, that's just the way it is.
You think he'll leave him to bleed on the corner there after they beat them?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know what the number is in that game. I know it's going to be huge. I would still take Alabama because that is one where Nick Saban is not going to relent.
Yeah.
He hasn't slept since he lost that game, basically.
Right.
Last, 41?
That was tough, yeah.
41-38 or whatever it was. I'm telling you, I mean, he had the thing where he said A&M paid for all their players.
Yeah.
And then we saw what Jimbo did come right back. Look at his pass. He tried out Saints.
Right.
You're supposed to be one of us, brother.
Yes.
You know, yeah, maybe I went overboard, but you sat up here and broke the code talking about my past and my skeletons. Man, he is going to try to score 100 on them folks.
Yeah, like, let's go through Alabama's schedule.
I think the Vols got a better shot. And that one's there, right?
It is there.
That one's
there.
In Knoxville.
So Utah State, Texas, yeah. Louisiana Monroe, Vandy. Arkansas is there. I mean,
Arkansas's in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. They'll be on alert
Cover. Get him, Sam.
We know Sam Pittman is the spread god.
Yeah, I don't think
that man will cover the spread, all right? Then back-to-back A&M, but in Tuscaloosa. Then they go to Tennessee.
Correct.
That's a hell of a three-week span there.
That's the circled one for me.
And then Mississippi State in Tuscaloosa, at LSU, at Ole Miss, Austin Peay hosting Auburn.
What do you think? Mike Leach going to pull it off there, Brad? Tuscaloosa? Hell no.
They're not in Starkville.
No, it's in Tuscaloosa.
No, they're screwed there.
Yeah, you know that.
Mike Leach going to be trying to save his job.
He is a crafty fellow when it comes to top 25 teams.
I know. This is where he gets his money.
That's how he gets paid.
Lose to Memphis.
You're right.
Beat the big
Texas
boys.
Texas A&M.
But here's the
Auburn
thing.
Last year.
Here's the thing,
Kentucky.
Though, right? Here's the thing. This is not – Alabama's not a top 25 team. Alabama is a top one team.
They're in their own league.
You know what I mean? So I respect that, and I see exactly where you're coming from. But in this case, no, this is all Bama. You know, it's just the truth. I mean, people have to accept it. They're gonna run the table. I mean, I don't believe in Ole Miss this year. I really don't. Like, we'll see on Jackson Dart. I know Lane Kiffin's a good coach, but you know that's not a guarantee at all. Like, when you go from a stud like Matt Corral to an unknown, like, and now look, by November 12th, they could have that figured out. And we've seen Ole Miss beat Alabama before, But I don't think it's in the cards this year. So I think the swing games for me, there are two. Arkansas, October the 1st. Tennessee, October the 15th. If they get through those two games, they're winning everything. They're not losing to anybody else. And they're going to win the whole thing. They're going to win the championship. So Bryce Young is the dude, man. Like they have him coming back.
John, as part of this, now I know you have a lot of moxie because of this bet you made. It's the championship bet. Let's review it here.
Right.
We've got, who do we have, Jason? The Yankees are part of his bet because that's why he's all in. Very confident about
the Yankees. But those dudes stink now.
Yeah, I was watching your Yankees last weekend against the Cardinals.
A little worried.
Why I didn't give you a respect, Burger, because they're floundering.
Yeah, yes. They're floundering right now. I mean, they don't have
everybody's
anything.
Beating up on
them. They don't have
right
the
now.
Pitching.
So that part
they don't
of the bet
bats.
Is suspect. Very Alabama, much so. I feel confident about. What are the other parts?
Then we have. There's one. Oh, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Chiefs won the Super Bowl, which I like that one. And
even
then,
after this weekend?
Yeah, this is preseason.
Yeah,
I saw enough from Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Bears.
And then
that's going to be our biggest win of the year right there.
The preseason
Paolo
game.
Paolo Banchero.
Rookie of the year.
Oh, that one's a shoe-in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel good about two of the four.
Okay.
Semi-good about three of the four. The Yankees is going to be the one that just ends it.
And
it's the first
city.
One. It always sucks when you put it in a parlay like that and the first one sells. You know,
yeah,
because that's the way it's going to be. I mean, the Yankees are not winning the World Series. They have just come apart at the absolute worst time.
Nope.
You know, and I don't know.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what to. I told you, you were coming in here saying we didn't do anything at deadline. You know, the Cardinals don't have enough, and like they have the league exactly where they want them.
You know what I learned over the,
you know?
What I learned watching the trade deadline though. Position players like Soto can help a lot, especially if you're missing Tatis. But pitching, like the Cardinals, might have changed their year with just adding a couple arms. And they weren't huge. They were just mid-rotation guys.
How about your boy? And didn't you have stock in Tatis?
Yes.
John, yeah. You've always
John
said
John is
the
Mr.
Next
Tatis. Mr. Ringworm.
Hey, very unfortunate. Hey, tell him to grow up, okay?
Because
now he's letting down his teammates. had the motorcycle accident that's
what?
Got him out. Now he's got this mess. Talking about you didn't know. Mm. I saw his own teammates are saying, man, you need to grow up.
Yeah,
he's letting down everybody, John.
Yeah, he is. Myself included. It's very sad. Anyway, there you have it. The AP Top 25.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.